God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Here's the gospel. You were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. God loved you, sent Jesus. He called you and elected you, sent me to preach to you, gave you ears to hear me. You hear the word of God, now you can be drawn. Can't be drawn unless you hear the word of God, because then the Spirit needs to use the word to draw you. Once you're drawn, now you got a decision. You can say yes to the Lord or no. If you say yes, you're saved, you're going with us. If you say no, you're going to hell. And the gospel is Jesus came to die for you so you wouldn't have to die. Ergo, get up out of sin and get saved. That's all the gospel is. But now I got to teach you how to live. I got to tell you about seasonal adjustments. I got to tell you that God is bringing us into a new season. Not just Bethel, but the body of Christ. And we are holding on to old baggage that is bringing us down. Man of God, a prophetic man of God. I don't deal too well with outside prophecies. God didn't send an Amalekite to his children. He sent a Jew to Jews. And so I don't deal well with outside prophecies, but I'm very respectful of the office. The man of God wrote me last week. He said, Pastor Eric, God told me to tell you, and our prayer group has prayed and developed one accord, that God is about to bless your work. He said that God is saying that what has been sown in tears will now bring forth joy. He said, but you got to understand one thing. He's going to move some people out because they can't grasp the newness. There are folks who are leaving, and you think that they are leaving because they're upset or hurt. But I'm here to tell you today, God said in my office to tell you this now. They are leaving because he's pushing them out, because they are hindrances to the glory of God. So instead of you crying about them leaving, rejoice, because healing's about to come. Deliverance is about to come. That's why he said that every first Sunday night is going to be healing and deliverance, because he's getting the people out who have been hindering that move. In Isaiah 43:19, behold, I will do a new thing. Notice what he said. It's going to spring forth. You know what that means? It's going to come from a place you're not looking. Your blessings, your deliverance are coming from places where you are not expecting it. God is going to raise up people who don't even know God to be the instrument of his blessing. I'm telling you today, unequivocally, God is about to do a new thing. Said, how do you know, Bishop? Because a new thing is always preceded by the same old devil. You ever have people in your life that go out of their way to call and talk to you or text you or harass you just before God's about to bless you? Saints of God, I'm released to tell you today that when that stuff happens from this day forward, put the phone down and start rejoicing. Don't even argue anymore. God is sending you a word that this aggravation is the fertilizer for your blessing. That God has been looking for a way to get you to release your faith, to walk in the newness of the experience. But you've got to understand that the hardness that is coming is designed by God to increase your expectation. I was in the market, and I was walking through the market, and I wanted some hers. I wanted some hers. Y'all pray for your pastor. The devil knows my weakness. Amen. Esau had a bowl of stew. I'll sell my birthright for some hers in the blue bag. Glory to God. I wanted some hers, and I saw the hers in the aisle, and I was about to turn to go down there, and God stood in front of me. I said, get out of my way. I want my hers. You know, I don't bother you when you want to bless people. Get out of my way. I want that blue bag. They just put it up there. It's got happy holidays on the front. It's a fresh bag. I like to go soon as the truck leaves. Lord have mercy. And he spoke to me. He said, my people come to church and they don't expect me to do anything. I'm like, why are you bothering me now? I want my hers. He said, but look at your expectation. He said, you just turned down the aisle. You can taste them. You smell them. You already have bitten into them. You know exactly what you want. You've expected it. He said, my people come into my house and they don't expect anything. He says, you go and you tell them that when they come into my house, expect me to move, expect me to heal, expect me to deliver. Smell it, feel it, see it. This is the season for the miraculous. You've been down long enough. It is time for you to step into something new. He said, I'm doing something new. Can't you identify it? The devil still has some of us still operating in the past. Past hurts, past situations. You can't get the new because you're looking at the past. Are you hearing me? Oh, I need some radical people now. I need some radical people. I feel, boy, yes. He said, look here. He said, it's going to spring forth. It's going to just happen. I'm here to help you get free. Free of the stuff that's binding you, keeping you oppressed. God says, here, listen to me, boy. My people have no joy anymore because they've been stuck in the same place. You're too easy to be discouraged by what people say or what they do. Tell them to take their eyes off of people and put them back on me. Nothing happens without my approval. And if I approve it, I know you can handle it. Get your hands in the air and give him a halal praise. Let him know that he is in charge, that he can handle everything you're going through. Here's what he says. He said, it's going to spring forth. Are you looking for something new? Or are you so satisfied with the way it was? You even comb your hair in the same direction. God is saying, get a new hairstyle. Get something that fits your new attitude. You've been putting on the old Toby hairstyle. You need a Kunta Kinte hairstyle. One that reminds you what you're connected to. One that will help you to remember who your God is. Set yourself free by your speech. Say what God says. Don't say what the devil says. Don't say how you're feeling. Say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Don't say you can't afford it. Say, God will supply all my need. Don't say you're going backwards. Say, I'm going forward. Don't say people can hold you down. Say, God is lifting me up. Turn your speech around. How many of you had fun when you were a sinner? You probably had a fun, good time. Now you become a Christian and you had more fun in the world. Because when you went to the party, you looked for who had the herb. Bobby over there. They might have had a bougie bartender just selling you wine spritzers. You said, where's the Crown Royal? Where's the Crevassier? They always hid it somewhere. Go in the baby room and turn the little doll a quarter of a turn to the right, and the trap door open up. That's where you find the good stuff. You knew what to do to increase your joy. And then when you got your joy, you told people, leave me alone. I don't want you to mess up my high. People would come in with bad news. I don't want to hear it. I'm feeling good right now. I don't need you talking to me about your burdens, and I've been waiting all day to get this buzz. You get around other people that were high. Listen to what Isaiah says. He says, this people, verse 21 of chapter 43, this people have I formed for myself. Tell somebody, you were formed for God. You wasn't formed for you. Then he says, and they shall what? Show forth my praise. If you're one of God's created people, you ought to be praising him. But because praise is both infectious and participatory. See, you messed up because you've been trying to do it by yourself all week long. You might be the only Christian in your house. You go into your room, you shut the door. Mistake number one. Then you praise him with a hushed voice. Mistake number two. Then you refuse to go on and dance before him because the sinners are in the house. Mistake number three. This is what you have to do after today. Don't go into a secret room. Praise him where the sinners gather. Because where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Then praise him with a loud voice. Your neighbors don't care if you hear their cussing, if you hear their ungodly music. Let them hear you giving God a halal, a zamar. Let them hear you give God a baruch. Let them hear you give God a loud praise. Then when the Holy Spirit gives you a tongue, let them hear your tongue. They're not ashamed of their devil. We shouldn't be ashamed of our God. Praise him with a loud voice. Praise him with a high-sounding cymbal. Praise him. He said, my people, they're formed for me, and they shall show forth my praise. Lord, help me. When's the last time you clapped your hands on a street corner, walking down the subway step? I will bless the Lord at all times. You say, well, I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy. You are crazy. Crazy is not a clinical term. Crazy is a euphemism. It means you've lost your ability to think cognitively. It's a slang word. Well, now that I belong to God, I don't think like sinners. When trouble comes to them, they complain. When it comes to a child of God, we rejoice because we know that trouble is the expectation of the release of the glory of God. When the devil sends a trial, you know you're coming out of it because God promised you that the situation that you're in is not going to break you. Tell somebody he's doing something new. Isaiah is trying to tell the people of God to expect something new. Here we come. Same old worship, same old songs, same old way, same old worship services, same old people singing the same old songs. I am not entering 2018 with the same socks. I'm going to start wearing socks like them. I am not entering 2017 with the same attitude. I'm expecting God to move. If he don't move the mountain, I'm expecting strength to climb it. If he don't meet the need, I'm expecting the need to melt away. I refuse to enter a new year with the same oppression. And I'm not taking the same stuff from the same people. But there's going to be a new sheriff in town. I'm serving notice on the devil, the powers of darkness, the religious people that God has brought me through, and I shall not be moved. I'm getting a dance. I'm getting a praise. I'm getting a worship that I never had before.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.